Time Code is a new movie by Mike Figgis, who's best known for his film Leaving Las Vegas. Our film critic, John Powers, says Time Code is getting a lot of attention because of its experimental format. Here's John's review.
Mike Figgis's Time Code brings to Hollywood the kind of avant-garde storytelling that Andy Warhol was doing back in the 1960s. Shot on digital video and largely improvised, the movie is composed of four uncut 93-minute takes, 93 minutes being the length of a video cassette. These four continuous shots are shown simultaneously, each shot occupying one quarter of the film screen. So in effect, we're watching four movies at once. The story centers on four main characters. There's a brilliant, drunken, philandering movie executive played by Stellan Skarsgård, his unhappy wife, played by Saffron Burrows, an aspiring young actress, that's Salma Hayek, who's having an affair with Skarsgård, and her jealous lover, well played by Gene Triplehorn, who's made a career of thankless roles. As their story heads toward a showdown, this quartet meets up with a huge number of Hollywood types: a new-age masseur, an eager blonde actress, a druggy director, a pretentious young filmmaker, and a room full of production execs, including Holly Hunter, who are being driven crazy by their boss's bad behavior. Here, Skarsgård tries to slip out of the building, but is confronted by a business partner, played by the superb Steven Weber.
What's this?
Well, it's...
Dusty and the Friends? We're in a meeting, man. We gotta be in a meeting in like 2 minutes. Anna Powell's is here. You just get in the office. Get in the office, okay? You weren't there this morning, you weren't at the screening for The Loser Lester, you know, now you can just do one thing for us, all of us, and just get in the meeting, okay? Come on, what's the matter? What's the matter? Can you do that? Can you just...
Could you please do this?
No. I'm doing for you all the time, man. I'm covering your ass, I'm doing for you. Just do this for me.
Although Time Code may sound like a gimmick, it's a genuinely impressive technical achievement. It's beautifully shot, and aside from a couple of glaring exceptions, the cast improvises wonderfully. Surprisingly, the multiple screen format actually works. Not only does Figgis pull off the trick of telling his story in four continuous simultaneous shots, he does it so coherently that we get accustomed to watching four screens at once. This bombardment of images can be a bit exasperating, but it's never really overwhelming. This is a movie that makes you realize how much film sound matters. In fact, Figgis cheats a bit here. Although there are four screens, one of their soundtracks is always dominant, and that's the one we focus on. We merely glance at the other three, like someone looking up from a book to glimpse an instant replay of a slam dunk on ESPN. Still, at its best, Figgis's experiment is thoroughly compelling. The movie has some of the breathless excitement of a live performance. It makes that televised failsafe look like nothing. And there's a real kick to watching a character you've seen on one screen suddenly enter another and change what's happening there. Time Code captures something that most movies never even hint at: the sense that life isn't just one story, but a swarm of them, all going on at once. If only this swarm were more interesting. A self-styled genius, Figgis has talked a lot about reinventing the cinema, about making audacious movies that play on the modern audience's ability to absorb information. Fair enough. But if you're going to make an experimental film, using four screens and no editing and scads of improvisation, why tell another navel-gazing story about Hollywood and its discontents? By now, we're all tired of brilliant, world-weary movie producers, unhappy wives talking to their therapists, sexy young actresses on the make, and production executives who make brittle jokes exactly as they did in The Player. I didn't care about any of these characters, and Figgis reveals nothing unexpected about them, or even the pattern that links them. The story's so old hat that it's even punctuated by the obligatory L.A. earthquake scenes. Watching Time Code, I was reminded of that line from Brecht: "From new transmitters come the old stupidities." Figgis and company knock themselves out to do something bold and original, yet they wind up telling us what we already know. I kept wishing the movie would use its technical resources to tell me something new, about the lives of auto workers in Michigan, say, or high school teachers in Texas. Just think what you could show about a family. Oh well, maybe next time.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. Fresh Air's interviews and reviews are produced by Phyllis Myers, Amy Sallet, and Naomi Person, with Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, and Patty Leswing. Research assistance from Brendan Noonan. Terry Gross returns on Monday. I'm Renee Montaigne.